Big Four at Four. Big Story 3.
Well, Big Story 3 is kind of a surprise guest, Mac, live now on the show.
Yeah.
We are being joined right now on the phone by Republican Martha McSally, obviously running for Senate against Kyrsten Sinema. And she is accompanied by former presidential candidate and, of course, former governor Mitt Romney, who is in town. Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Hey, Mac and Gatos.
Hey, Mac and Gatos. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Governor. Nice to have you on the show. Representative McSally, what does Mitt Romney bring to your campaign as he's helping you get the word out about your campaign?
Well, I'm really honored that Mitt was willing to come here and campaign with us 25 days ago. People are voting right now. He has so many people who love him and respect him here in Arizona. We look forward to serving together in the Senate. And it's just great to have him as a wingman here in order to rally the get out to vote.
All right. Well, Governor Romney, why did you come to Arizona? What is it about Martha McSally that you would take the time to out of your campaign up in Utah to come down and visit us in the East Valley?
Well, we've campaigned before together some 4 years ago when she was running for Congress. And this is a person who I believe has the kind of principles that our country needs to have if we're going to have a secure border and if we're going to have a strong and growing economy. So, you know, we see eye to eye. And frankly, I want to work in a Senate where we have conservatives guiding policy as opposed to having liberals doing it.
Very interesting to have Martha McSally on the line with former Governor Mitt Romney. Both are running for Senate. Romney running in Utah, obviously McSally running here in Arizona. Governor Romney, I've always wanted to ask you this question. You know, when Donald Trump was running for president, you were very adamant about him being the wrong person. And it seems that since then, you've kind of, you know, gotten along with him a lot better. What changed your mind about President Trump?
Well, we've actually always gotten along. I've known the president well before the years of politics, and I've been pleased on a policy front over the last 2 years. He's done a lot of the things I would have done if I'd been lucky enough to be elected president, which is reforming our tax code, working very hard to deregulate where regulations were strangling small business. So I support those policies, and if I'm lucky enough to get elected, why, I'll do everything I can to support those things that I think are good for my state and for our country. Where I disagree, I'll point that out, too.
Martha McSally is on the line with us right now with former Governor Mitt Romney, former presidential candidate Mitt Romney. They're here in Arizona. How did the rally go? What was it like, and where were you?
It was fantastic. I mean, we had like over 600 people here. We're in the town of Gilbert. It's been pretty amazing. People are fired up. I mean, the energy was really positive. They now see that we're on the cusp of winning this race. We had some, you know, like we were aware of, stories pop in the last day about, you know, Kyrsten Sinema calling Arizona crazy when she was in Texas and then equating Arizona to being a meth lab, which is insulting to the people that she wants to represent. And then today, CNN broke another story saying she's okay with Americans joining the Taliban. This is out of the mainstream, as we've known, but it's great to see that some of this is the true colors are really coming out and people are paying attention to how extreme she is.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I don't know that there's a greater contrast between personal records and perspective on our country than is represented in this race. And Martha McSally is a patriot. She served our country in peace and in war. She served in the military. She's now been serving in Congress. A congressional watchdog group said she's one of the 10 most effective congresspeople in Washington. That's out of 435 congresspeople. So she's a person who makes things happen for our country. She's a real patriot. And that's why I think she'll be elected.
Governor Mitt Romney joins us, as well as Representative Martha McSally. We're starting to hear rumors that the president may come into town, Representative McSally. Any truth to that? Can you give us a time? Can you give us a date and maybe a possible place for the president to visit before the election?
Wait, you guys think I'm going to do breaking news on Mac and Gatos?
I do.
Well, we're working on it. Yes, he's going to come. I've been telling you guys that all along. So you'll find out about it as soon as it's publicly available.
What if we said please?
Yeah, really, with a cherry on top.
All right. Maybe we'll give you like a 1 minute warning before we put out the press release.
Interesting.
Okay. We'll take it.
I'll take that.
We'll take the 1 minute warning. Absolutely.
Governor Romney, would you have put put Brett Kavanaugh through? We talked to Representative McSally last week on the show, and she said she would have voted yes for Kavanaugh. Governor Romney, how about you?
Yes, I feel that his record as a justice on the second highest court in the land over 12 years suggests that he will be a fine member of the highest court of the land. And I look at his record over the past 25, 35 years. It's been an exemplary record, and that's why I think he's an appropriate person to be on the Supreme Court.
All right. Governor Mitt Romney, also Representative Martha McSally, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate your time, and have a good time here in the East Valley, Governor Romney, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate
good to be with you.
Thanks, guys. Well, that was a fun big story three.
That doesn't happen a lot often that we just get big newsmakers calling into the show, and, so that's great.
And I have a feeling, obviously, from you know, if we're taking what Representative McSally said, there is a press release going out about Trump coming to Phoenix. So we're on
top of that. She'll give us a minute, early warning,
yeah.
I guess.
Okay.